أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركة وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات. Further in the discussion, which Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanautwi Rahmatullah Ali presents very great and wonderful points, and points of great benefit for us, and this point with regard to the Kaaba Sharif. Hazrat Maulana explains that the Kaaba was the first place, the first house that was built in this world. It was the first place where after there was only water, a bubble appeared, and then the land started from where the Kaaba is. It is the very center of the world, and it is the first place, and it is for all goodness for mankind. As Allah says, Mubarakan, it is a place full of barakat. Hudal lil alameen, and it is hidayat through and through for all the realms. Fihi ayatun bayyinat, there are clear, clear signs of the greatness of Allah, of the manifestation of Allah, of every goodness. It is all there. So it was the first place, and it is for all goodness for all people of the world. Similarly, Hazrat Maulana explains that the world will come to an end when Allah wishes to bring the world to the end. Also, the first place that will meet destruction will be the Kaaba Sharif. It is the place of all goodness, and when it will be destroyed, as it comes in the hadith, people from Habasha will go and destroy the Kaaba brick by brick. And when that place of goodness is no more left in the world, there will be no goodness in the world also. All goodness will be destroyed also. So important is the Kaaba Sharif. As long as it's there, it is intact. Ibadat carries on around it, and sincere and proper ibadat, so much there will be goodness in the world. The system of the world will carry on. But when the time will come, when Allah wants to finish this world, the first place that will be destroyed will be the Kaaba Sharif also. Further, Maulana explains, it is the place that was the first place. It is the place of the Markaz, the very center of Islam. And in fact, it is the very center geographically of the world also, the first place where all goodness comes. So therefore, it has to be the Qibla of the Muslims also, so that they can derive all that goodness from there. And the end of it also had to be the Kaaba Sharif also. And for that, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that the greatest Nabi was required for the completion of the Kaaba Sharif in the building also. The last that the Kaaba Sharif was built was also with the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All that goodness. So the greatest Nabi was required, and Allah sent the greatest Nabi, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And after them, the greatest ummah was required. And the greatest ummah is the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That also Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala has sent. And then Allah maintained all that goodness there, which carries on all the time. And when the time will come, when Allah wants to finish the world, then the Kaaba will not remain. The teachings of the Kaaba, which is the Quran and Hadith, that will not remain. Then the ummah also will not remain. When Qiyamah will come, then no Muslims will be living. It will be just the worst of creation. Such evil and terrible creation will be at that time, and on them Qiyamah will come. So Allah has made the Kaaba the first place, the most Mubarak place. For it, Allah granted the greatest Nabi, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah granted the greatest ummah, and the ummah is really that part of the ummah that follows on the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not some new methods and new ways of Islam, not a new type of Islam, but the same Islam which ma ana alihi wa ashabi. فَإِنْ آمَنْتُمْ بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِهِ اتَّدَوْا. Those who are the people of the ummah who believe as the Sahaba used to believe, not all the new things. So all this greatness Allah Ta'ala has put into the Kaaba Sharif. So Allah has put great, great blessings here. Another very important point of the Kaaba Sharif is also explained, that the Kaaba is not really that building which is standing there. The Kaaba is that air space from the, not only from the ground. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanavati Rahmatullah Ali says, if the ground has to be dug up from right till the bottom, and all the building of the Kaaba, brick by brick, has to be removed from there, the Kaaba is still there. The Kaaba is not a physical thing. And from there it can be understood that some people accuse the Muslims that they also do idol worship. They are worshipping the Kaaba. When they face the Kaaba, they are also worshipping a stone, they are facing the Kaaba. So Hazrat explained that the Kaaba is not that rectangular block, that house which is there, but it is that space there. And that is where Allah's tajalliyat, Allah's manifestation of greatness descend from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala down to Baytul Ma'mur and then to Kaaba Sharif. So even if all that building of Kaaba has to be moved away, Kaaba is still there, even if the building is not there. If all that sand has to be moved away till the bottom, then till that whole space is still the Kaaba Sharif. And still a person faces in that direction, is facing the Kaaba. So it isn't the Kaaba is as a building that is required. And this can be easily understood also. Like the Quran Sharif is not this kitab which is in our hands, that what we are touching and which we are holding. The Quran are the words, the meanings of the words. So even if there is no one Quran copy left in the world, and the Quran is still in the memory of people, the word, the meaning, that is the Quran. The spoken word of Allah is the Quran. And there is a great debate which Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh was also greatly involved in, that the Quran Sharif, is it this book here which is in our hands, or is it that which Allah Ta'ala had revealed? Jibreel alayhi salam did not come with a kitab, a book, as he came with a tablet to the other Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. Yeah, it was, he transmitted it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is those words and the meanings of those words which are the Quran Sharif. Like that, the Kaaba Sharif is not that building. Kaaba Sharif is that meaningful place of that specific area. That is the Kaaba. So that also Allah Ta'ala has made that place. And even if the building does not remain there, still we will face that same direction, because that area is where the tajalliyat of Allah Ta'ala are descending. So Allah Ta'ala has made the Kaaba the first place, the most honorable place, the greatest place for His blessing, and it is the source of all goodness for the world. And when Allah will want to bring the world to an end, the first place to be destroyed will be the Kaaba Sharif. Then there will remain no more goodness in the world. Goodness will be taken away. The Ummah, Muslims, will be taken away. And the worst creation only will be left. And then Allah's azab will come. Qiyamah with all its azab in the worst, terrible form. Where the tsunami was absolutely nothing. What is happening, the bombing in Gaza now, is absolutely nothing to what will happen when Qiyamah will come. So the Kaaba Allah has given us, while it's there, it is only wise for us to appreciate it. Unfortunately, the very nature of man is a ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat. When a ni'mat is taken away, then we appreciate it. We all have got our good health, we don't make shukr, we don't even think of our good health. But when we have to get sick now, something, Allah save us, we become paralyzed, Allah save us, become blind, then we appreciate our body, then we'll appreciate our eyes. The Kaaba is there now for us fully to benefit. We don't appreciate, we don't even think about it. We face the Kaaba, but we don't tune in to the benefits of the Kaaba. We are just like zombies living our life with all this goodness abounding around us, but we're not taking advantage. When the Kaaba will be destroyed, Allah save us, and in all probability we won't be living at that time. But whoever is living, when it is destroyed, then they will will appreciate it. And when it's gone now, but while it's here and in our life, most probably the Kaaba won't be destroyed, but we are going to die. And when we die, then we'll realize the value of the Kaaba. And then we'll cry tears, crocodile tears, that I did not benefit from the Kaaba, but that's not going to help us in the least, but whatsoever. So why it is that we appreciate this great ni'mat which Allah has given us and the great favors of Allah which are descending on the Kaaba, spreading out in the whole world. We are covered with it, but we are not taking it. It is like a person that Allah's rahmat is pouring down, but he covers himself up. He doesn't take that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So it is all around us, but we not benefiting from it. Allah give us tawfiq that we open our hearts, at least when we are making our faras namaz, our namazes, then we open our hearts to all the barakat of the Kaaba and we absorb it and take it within ourselves. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.